Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. This is Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Tonight, we're going to do some energy work, back to energy work, guys. So while you're going to get your crystals, because crystals are going to amplify our energy work even more, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. We're definitely going to work on reptilians. Now, people have asked me, what is a reptilian? And the best example I can give is Trump. Trump, to me, is a reptilian. If you look at his face, you can see it in his face. Now, a reptilian is someone like Trump, doesn't care, has no empathy, would sacrifice his family. It's all about them. Very dark. A lot of them do satanic work. I would say a lot of Nazis are reptilian-based. Now there's some reptilian hybrids because reptilians have bred with humans. And depending on how much reptilian DNA you actually have in you is how you're going to react, whether you go to the light or the dark side, because these guys do ceremony. And when I say ceremony, I mean satanic ceremonies. And if you are more reptilian based, you're going to kind of awaken to that dark energy. So we're going to work on the reptilians that are raping our planet. You know, their philosophy is rape, pillage, and plunder. And again, you can look at Trump and all Trump's policies and see what the hell is he doing to the earth, to the United States, to the world. And then, along that line, because how evil and dark I really believe Trump is, of course, these are my personal views, and you can think about him however you want. But we're also going to do some energy work to help him shift into the light. We're going to work on ICE in the United States, Border Patrol, immigration has become the new Gestapo. So we're going to work on them to see how many we can really reconnect to the Creator, get them to leave their jobs. And the person that's responsible for all the really nasty immigration policies is Stephen Miller. And Stephen Miller is a Nazi, and he is Trump's right-hand advisor now. And then, you know, we'll work a little bit on Nazis. And before we get to that energy work, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, reptilians and how they don't care about the earth and the world. You know, look at what's happening to Brazil. If you're not aware, Brazil's got this incredible forest fire going on that their new president said that he was going to allow it to burn, and he gave permission for all these farmers and cattle farmers to burn. To burn the rainforest. And the rainforest is where we get 20% of our oxygen. They were saying before I got here on the news that one out of every fifth breath you take is because of what the rainforest puts out and the oxygen it gives. And speaking of oxygen, because of all the incredible crap in the air, if you don't have an air purifier, I would really recommend y'all getting one because it does make a difference. And someone tried to tell me that it wouldn't. Well, you know, I live on a big island in Hawaii and I have to put up with the volcano. And yeah, it's not going off right now, but when it was, I noticed how bad my lungs became. And then when I got the air purifier and actually closed the windows, my lungs cleared up. And whether or not the volcano is spitting high crap into the air, it is still releasing gases. Now, it made me aware of an app called Windy, W-I-N-D-Y, and it's a red app that you can get anywhere. So I got it because I wanted to know what was going on with the gases in the volcano, and it's more like sulfur gases. SO2 is from fire, that kind of thing. And I always pay attention so I know the air quality in the air because of what's going on with the volcano. And then you can take that app and go worldwide and, oh my God, the whole world is being affected by these fires. And we are all being oxygen depleted. So just a heads up, go get an air purifier and we're gonna do some energy work to bring some rain to that area that's blazing. All right, you got crystals. I think I talked long enough. So those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, sit straight up, put your feet flat on the floor, and start taking some gentle deep breaths. You know, put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive. And I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you, and imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you go up with your divine essence. So keep doing that till I tell you to stop. As you're doing that, I surround you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I'm going to seal you in the pink flame of love. And I'm going to invite all your teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine beings that work with you and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So I want you now to feel yourself reconnect to the Creator and feel that really high energy now pouring into the top of your head, flow through your body, down your legs, out your feet, down your arms, out your hands, your spine, your back, and it pours into your body. Feel it intermingle with every cell, atom, molecule inside you, just regenerating, revigorating, putting everything back into order. And we're going to command any molecules that are in your body that are out of balance to mirror now the healthy molecules and see everyone receiving and manifesting perfect health. So imagine we're in a big stadium, it's packed. We're all connected through our heart chakra. We've got a big crystal in the center, and we're going to form a bubble of light and put the energy work in here. And I want you to do some creative visualization. You know, imagine this happening while we're doing the work. And then you can send energy into this bubble of light that's in the center of the stadium with the big crystal underneath it. And it's going to amplify our energy work even more. So feel ourselves all connected with the heart chakra. We're inviting all the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, and water, gods and goddesses, past, present, future of life. Invite them in our energy work to amplify what we're doing. And hold everyone's hands to the right and the left in your mind's eye so we create many circles connected through the heart chakra. Now send love and light to the right. Now imagine that energy flowing to the left, and as it flows to the left, the circle is closed, so only that which is might light may enter. We're going to invite the trees in and ask that the trees take our energy and send it into the roots, through her roots, into the earth, and see all the trees feel this energy because they're all connected through the root system and through all the microorganisms on the planet and out through the branches so all life forms can feel this really high energy and react in really positive ways and help us quantum leap the planet even farther into divine enlightenment. We're going to call all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisk pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock into our light work. And I'm going to ask that everyone that participates receives a healing, Mother, Father, God, and guide us into doing that our will, but thy will be done. So be it. All right. So again, take a deep breath, feel yourself connect with the creator, feel that divine energy flow down. And we're going to create a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, I want you to put your attention on the fires that's happening at the Amazon. And we're going to call the Michael to come forth and cut all ties. All those people and the president of Brazil and their hopes, wishes, dreams for the Amazon to burn down. Cut ties to that dark energy. And I want you to imagine the violet flame blazing through all this area and through the fire to transmute any anger the fire elemental is holding. And now we command the fire elemental to burn its anger out through the violet flame. Now in this area, imagine an incredible drop in barometric pressure. And as it drops, see it pull all the rain clouds that are in the area already into this area and see it rain over the fire, gentle, loving, and kind, no lightning. And see it rain and soak this area so the fires go out. We're going to call to all lakes, rivers, streams to release moisture into the air and see a high humidity in this area. And that moisture go into the rain clouds, and the rain clouds give it back to the earth. In your mind's eye, see the fire elemental going out so there's nothing. We command Michael to go forth and tie and bind those people that are setting the fire and tie and bind that president so he cannot hurt or harm any more natives in that area or the rainforest. And we're going to put a call out to all the governments of the world to step forward and do something. Let this president know, this is of Brazil, know it's not acceptable behavior. And I'm sure you guys will be creative with whatever you got to be creative with. And in your mind's eye, see the fire going out to nothing. See trees being planted all over the world. And again, let's send energy to all the trees and all the living creatures in this area, in the rainforest. And angels, do whatever you have to do to get it to go out. Just get it to go out. We're going to call to all the divine beings, past, present, future, to step in and put this fire out. And again, in your mind's eye, see the fire, see it raining heavy enough so the fire goes out, period. And no more are allowed to start. All right, fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so we're going to take another deep breath, and as you exhale, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the reptilians that are raping our natural resources. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vesting me, I command. We're going to call to the goddess of justice, the karmic board, and the creator for help. Call the goddess of justice and all the members of the karmic board, and I want to bring to your attention the souls that are stealing Earth's natural resources, murdering all the wildlife on the planet by the hundreds of thousands of souls that are trying to bring back nuclear. Anyone who is Illuminati, Nazi, major corporations, Jesuits, Bilderberg Group, Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, all secret societies, all dark politicians, including Trump and the president of Brazil, to name a few, high-ranking military decision makers and any satanic magician. I ask that these beings be allowed to reap what they have sown, and you allow them to have their karmic return now. For these offenses and crimes against Earth and all life forms, I ask that their karma be returned to them over 100,000 fold. I ask that as they receive divine justice, that they're allowed to become conscious as to why they're receiving this karmic payback. Let them understand, O wise one, that their karma will be overturned when they have done many acts of kindness. I ask the karmic board to take the abundance they've accumulated and redirect it to all the light workers on the planet so that the abundance may now be used for works of good. I command Kali and Shiva to go out and put these beings, these reptilians, in positions of harmlessness and all their equipment they're misusing. I give the goddess of truth permission to bring everything up to the surface. Reptilians, human hybrids do. So there is nowhere to hide. And the goddess of justice is on their rear. I ask that all reptilian human hybrids short out every time they try and take Earth's natural resources in any way. May all the reptilian human hybrids have lots of computer crashes, mold infections, virus infections. We're also placing huge magnets on all their hard drives, creating crashes with all information lost. Imagine lots of tiny insects of all kinds, including termites, infesting all their telecommunication equipment, as well as all their buildings, becoming rat and mice infested that love to chew on their wires, creating many shorts and fires. See sand, dust, and water getting into all their telecommunications equipment, and we ask that the reptilian human hybrids now go dyslexic every time they go to their workplaces that are messing with humanity and humankind. Making lots of errors in everything they do, as well as much infighting, which creates much distrust from within. We now envision all their equipment they're using to rape the earth of her natural resources, breaking down and no longer continually from this day forth to infinity, working. Let's cut the ties that the Anunnaki reptilians have for gold. We call to Mother Earth to now take back all energies of gold, as well as all other metals and natural resources that have been taken from her, including water. We now tap into the entire energy vortexes that were used to take all this material on of the planet, commanding these vortexes to gently reverse themselves, pulling all this energy back to the Earth. This includes all gold that was taken to other galaxies and misused water and all minerals of the Earth. We see the Mother Earth pulling back all this gold energy that's been taken to other galaxies and used as any cloaking devices. We ask the Mother Earth to pull back all the gold energy that is in jewelry from Earth or anywhere in the galaxies from those misusing it. As all her natural resources return to Mother Earth, she goes back into divine balance. As soon as the energy of all metals and natural resources are returned to the Earth, all the vortexes go back to their correct spin. Let all veils and cloaking devices be removed from all reptilians around all the light workers, so they become visible and obvious to all. Let all their machines used to extract Earth's natural resources be seen and dismantled. See these reptilian human hybrids reconnecting to the Creator, becoming conscious, awakened beings so unhappy with their jobs that they all quit and their guardian angels guide them to constructive jobs that will help humanity. Call the higher selves of whoever is directing dark magic on our planet and all life forms and taking our natural resources, asking them to stop. They choose not to, which is their free will. Ask their higher self and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. I also put them in a bubble of mirror that faces them 2 inches from their nose to contain their work. I also add the violet flame to the bubble to transmute all dark energy they may have, maybe trying to put out so they gain no forward movement from it. This bubble of mirrors stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. In your mind's eye, see all life forms living on Earth being protected from any and all black magic. We ask all veils and overlays of keeping humanity and all life forms from awakening and seeing truth being removed now. As this energy is removed, everyone reconnects to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings with unlimited human potential. We see them speaking your voices in ways they will be safe and heard. Now we still have the reptilians in this bubble. So we call to the Creator who has all data, past, present, and future, the reptilian personal blueprint, to activate the information that allows for healing. All thoughts and memories that are blocking and holding reptilians back at this time for moving forward into enlightenment. We ask the Creator that it's for the highest good of the earth and all life forms that the Creator steps in. In neutralizing the single white chromosome that's added to the reptilian's DNA that makes the reptilians more aggressive and warlike, we see it being replaced with a chromosome that makes them kinder and compassionate, compelling them to speak only truth. We ask the Creator to reactivate the hormone in the reptilian brain that allows them to become spiritual beings. This also lets reptilians now be released from all addiction they have to the dense physical world and the sensation it offers. Let this release be done now. Cut all ties and cancel clear all reptilian DNA energies activated by the vibrational frequencies created by the Illuminati Satanic Secret Society rituals that activate demon possession by the reptilians, especially in those that have the reptilian bloodline. We're now cutting ties and remove all blueprint overlays that suppress reptilian souls. As these overlays are removed, they're now open to a spiritual existence. This also allows them to balance their male-female energies, which will also allow reptilians to create a third force of divine potential. We cancel clear all Illuminati secret society rituals that are activating the reptilian DNA in reptilians as well as human hybrids. Instead, we see these rituals being reversed and now empowering reptilians to reconnect to source. Love can and is changing their genetic coding, reconnecting them to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings that have unlimited potential. We ask the Creators to give reptilians special grace and unlock the doors in their minds that are keeping them from reconnecting to the higher frequency of light, release all that which are holding them back. I ask all the Creators to close down the reptilian part of the brain and open up the divine God brain, filling them with whatever high vibration is needed to shift them so everyone gets to go into the golden age, leaving no one behind. Send these beings and entities whatever vibration, sound, color, and memories of being connected to the Creator they need. So they gently evolve into the light. The Creator, their higher selves, and angels know exactly what each one needs. They're sending it to them as we speak. As more reptilians awaken, he is propelling ourselves far into the divine golden age, way beyond the Creator's wildest dreams of a golden age planet filled with humans and reptilians, where we live in peace and harmony. All right. Fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and reset. Thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so again, take another deep breath and feel all that divine energy again from pouring into your crown chakra. Blowing down your arms, out your hands, down your chakras, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the Nazi Stephen Miller, who's responsible for the horrible immigration laws that our country is now applying. They're illegal. All right, let there be light. So we're going to put Stephen Miller in this bubble. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Called Trump's chief strategist, Stephen Miller's higher self, to help him step forward in the light if he chooses not to, which is his free will. We ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness, to cut ties to Miller's past life as a Nazi, and any of that energy that he carried into this lifetime through satanic magic. Let's violet flame this energy to transmute into light. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all out of his balanced thoughts and plans back to light. This bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he works the light. See Miller being removed from office and replaced with a human being, light worker. See him go to prison time for his crimes against humanity. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties Miller has with Trump, Pence, Bannon, Kellyanne Conway, Eric and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists, Nazis, and whatever dark group Miller is communicating with. His ties between these beings and groups are cut. See all their agendas falling apart. Now cut all ties Miller has to Hitler and trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all protective magic. Surrounding Miller, we remove all veils of invisibility that surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi. And he's removed from office for his crimes against humanity. Dale Miller's plans, magic, falling apart now. Dale, we're going to cut all ties Miller has to Albert Pike and manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim immigrant world. See all satanic magic trying to move this dark agenda forward, filling with so much light. See their plans falling apart. See all the federal judges standing up and making clear they will not uphold any illegal immigration law. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims and all immigrants. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. See all those immigrant illegal camps and the child camps being closed and those kids going to their parents, their family, and all these other people being processed fairly. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed in its correct positive direction. We cut ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols, including the Viking ruins. Call the violet flame through the symbols to clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive correct direction now. As Miller tries to misuse the swastika by bringing in chaos, see it reversed, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all Miller's plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him, along with his plans to start a race war, immigrant purges, suppression of the free society, kids in being ripped apart from their mothers and put in cages. Cancel, clear, cancel, clear, cancel, clear. If the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse direction and see humanity moving forward in light and love. See Christian evangelicals increasingly waking up to the truth. We also negate all their dark magic directed toward anyone anti-Trump and at Trump as protection. As all those veils are removed from the masses, The masses see a great awakening of consciousness with everyone given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward into the light. Let's remove all energy veils of magic the Miller has put over Trump. As these veils are removed, let Trump understand that he needs to retire and resign. We also cut all ties, oaths, and vows that Miller and the Nazi Party and Trump have spoken together that binds them together. We're going to violet flame all that energy. Again, ask their higher selves to step forward in light and stop putting out doing these evil acts. And if truths continue, we want their higher self to put them in a position of harmlessness. That means Congress stepping forward, taking action and doing something, using their power, removing these people in a nonviolent way, and replacing them with a light worker human. And real quick, we're going to put Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, in this bubble. We're going to ask that all magic that's keeping her really going after Trump and impeachment, invoking the 25th Amendment, be removed off of her and see her taking those steps now. All right, fill this one up with a lot of energy, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Oh, how can we not do energy work without giving attention to Trump? So again, feel yourself reconnect to the Creator and all that energy. Create another bubble of light as you exhale into the center. And we're going to put Trump and family in this bubble of light. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vest in me, I command. Called while the crystals in Washington, D.C. area to amplify light transparency everywhere in the capital. We ask the Creator to remove all energy overlays that's keeping the public from seeing all the unnecessary expenses that the Trump family is creating, that the public is paying for. See the mass general public demanding Trump either stop going on as many vacation trips to any of his golf courses, including Mar-a-Lago, pay for the trips himself, no longer using taxpayer funds for his golf trips or his Nazi rallies. See Trump having to pay all this money back to the taxpayers. We ask that all veils and overlays are protecting any of the Trump kids, wives, or ex-wives from the public's eye and receiving real justice and removed now. Let all their plans be brought to the surface in a way that Congress, the Senate, and the New York Southern District Courts take action, strip them of their power, and see them being replaced with someone with international experience as a light worker. And we're going to remove all protection magic that's protecting the Trump family from jail time for all their illegal practices of money laundering, of making money from the president's office. See all the appropriate state prosecuting attorneys pursuing the Trump family for all their past and present money laundering schemes. Let them be given prison times for all their treasonous actions. We ask Trump's higher self to release his hatred of anyone that's not white, going backwards and forwards through hundreds of thousands of his former lives. I'm going to ask Michael to remove the energy overlay that Trump's father and mother put over him that created this really dark, dark, happy man, because he wasn't loved from his mother that gives him satisfaction to rip children apart from their mothers and families because he was so unhappy. See all that dark energy just being peeled off of Trump and replaced with light. See all Trump's mob ties being severed and transmuted by the violet fire so Trump can no longer pull from that crime syndicate energy, whether it's Russian, Saudi, or American. Let all Trump's mob secrets be brought up to the surface and revealed to all, allowing real justice to step in. Remove all magical overlays of protection around Trump so there is complete transparency on how he sexually abuses children and women. Let's send energy to all those women Trump has sexually abused in the past and present, along with the energy they need to come forward to speak truth and be protected from Trump's followers and Trump and win. Call the higher selves of everyone in the United States to realize that Trump and family are a national security threat. We ask that every American needs to demand that their representatives, judicial and elected, stand up and insist that the Trump administration be removed from office. See Congress invoking the 25th Amendment, saying that Trump is unfit for office. See him being removed and Pence being removed, and they're replaced with a light worker. We're also going to cut ties between Trump and Bill Barr. At all ties, Bill Barr has a new world order, Trump and the Catholic Church. We're going to ask Barr to step forward in the light and stop being Trump's henchman, and he chooses to continue, which is his free will. We're going to ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. See the Barr stepping in and removing Bill Barr's law license. And as that is being done, see Bill Barr being removed as Attorney General. In your mind's eye, see it happening now. Called Archangel Michael to remove all overlays of magic is keeping the Congress and Senate from impeaching Trump and or invoking the 25th Amendment and removing him from office with prison time for his high crimes and misdemeanors. If Trump has Hitler's genes, bloodline, we now cut those ties to Hitler. The past inviolate flame, that energy replaced with light. We ask Trump's higher self to now let him reconnect to the Creator so he becomes an awakened spiritual being. We try. Again, if Trump refuses, which is also his free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness now, removing him from office. That's easy. In a way, no one will be hurt or harmed. We're going to tie and bind the god and goddesses of war and chaos and the chaos magic attached to Trump. See the chaos magic neutralizing to nothing, having no power. See all Trump's evil programs being reversed and repealed. See Trump's barren tax be repealed and replaced with a tax rate from 2017. See Congress and Senate making Donald Trump show all his tax returns, making Mnuchin give them, give the tax returns over to the Congress and the Senate. See the Congress accepting the information from the states that have the information, New York, and give it out. See them accepting it and processing it and using it to help remove Trump from office. Again, see all satanic magic that's keeping the Trumps in power being neutralized, and see all overlays of Nazi evangelical magic removed from Trump and his family. That protective energy, see it be removed. We're going to again ask Trump and his family to step forward in the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, we're going to ask their higher self and guardian angel to put them in a position of harmlessness. Let the newspapers start speaking real truth about Trump, asking real questions. The reporters. And stop giving Trump so much airtime. All right, fill that up with energy, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, let's do a quick one. And in this one, we're just going to do one big one. And it's going to be for ICE, CPS, Border Patrol, Immigration. We're going to ask that they step forward in the light. And if they choose not to, we're going to ask their higher selves to put them in a position of harmlessness. We're going to see all dark, etheric, astral beings that have overlays on any of those beings removed. And that's whatever's keeping them from connecting to the Creator to be kind. See those dark astral beings tied and bound. Send them through violet flame. Clean up their energies. Now send them back to the Creator, filling that space up with a being of divine light. Now, I'm going to ask Michael and all your angels to come forth, the guardian angels of all those people in ICE, Border Patrol, CPS, Immigration. If they are hurting, harming any immigrant or child, we're going to ask their higher selves, let them get caught. And if they can't get caught within their own corporation, let them get caught doing something illegal that puts them in jail, removing them from that. And we're going to ask a nation to put up lots of blocks so ICE cannot rule itself, cannot watch itself, cannot take responsibility for itself. See the camps being closed down, the children going home, be with their parents. And real quick, send energy and love to all those immigrants and all those people that are in jail, in prison, anywhere on the planet. Children, send them all this incredible love. And then let's anchor it in all those areas and see that energy just spread out, covering the whole buildings and going beyond, raising everyone's energies. See the camps being closed. All right, fill that up with energy. We're going to take a deep breath and release it. All right, one more quick one. We're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the light workers, which includes you, all the people that are doing good works of good, that are spiritual warriors that are standing up against Nazis, against Putin. They're going to the street in China and Russia and the United States, all over the planet. People are standing up for the earth, for the immigrant children, standing up against the NRA. Whatever their divine missions are, let them be given forward movement. See the light workers being filled with so much light that they're now magnetizing everything they need to be successful. Money, to fulfill their divine missions and live comfortably and have more than enough that they can share with others. See the light workers' paths being clear and light workers joining together. And as they come together, they help each other and they share information and they move forward quicker. See the divine mates coming together. And when they come together, recognize each other as divine mates and start doing their work on all levels with joy. All right, guys, fill this up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. Give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So let's close with three ohms. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. So be it. All right, guys, you got that hematite, then go grab it. It's going to help you ground. If you don't have that stone hematite, I want you to feel the earth coming up your feet. And as it comes up your legs, feel your energy ground, feel yourself pulling in body, centering, very clear-headed. And with every breath now, feel yourself becoming more back in body. Now, if you're still high after the show, they'll hug the tree. Put your hands down the tree, send all that excess energy into the tree, and then ask the tree to send you energy back. Just do that for 30 seconds and the tree will ground you. So thanks for tuning in tonight. And if you want to do more energy work, check me on my Facebook page, Kathy Bilski, which I really try to do energy work 2 to 3 times a week when I don't get overwhelmed. And then I have to take a break and I go to the ocean and play. I'm in Hawaii. If you need any energy work, you go to my YouTube channel where I've got curse removal and the soul retrieval on. You can go to my webpage, www.angelliteom.com, angelliteom.com, where I have all my really cool angel light healing tools that last, you know, like for a lifetime. What a bargain! Or you can call me at my store, 808-775-9400. I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii. I do energy work over the phone, over Skype, in person. Come to my store. You can hug my big earth keeper. I've got the largest earth keeper in Hawaii, 1,000-pound celestial smoky quartz. Ela, I call her, short for celestial. I have another earth keeper crystal. It's 650 pounds, a little bit over that. I own a rock shop. I lay on my angel light bed for free. I do little free mini massages with my angel light tools. And if you want something more personal, curse removal, I do it. One-stop spiritual shop. Thanks for tuning in again. And this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. See you next week. Same time. Aloha.